All right, live from the DWJ BBF studio, this is The Morning Spike. If you guys need a little help with your fantasy football lineups or you want some weekly updates of the NFL, then subscribe to our YouTube channel and click that bell notification so you know when we go live and post new videos. You can also find us on Spotify and on Twitch if that's where you like to go. So this episode is part of our off-season breakdown for this upcoming season. We are doing, worst draft. So before we get started, my name is Tank. I'm with Martin, Brian, and we have a special guest today, Marvin. And I also want to give a quick shout out to all the moms, either big baby moms or the big baby moms. I got my big baby right here. Either all the moms with the babies, little babies, baby daddies, I don't know. For babies,
baby mama.
Ludicrous
with the man babies. So, but yeah, thank you guys. We none of us would be here without you. We love you all, and I know after this we're all gonna have.
I love you, mama.
Some stuff, yeah. But yeah. How you guys doing? You guys have any plans for later today for Mother's Day?
You know, if it's Mother's Day, that means barbecue with me has to happen. That means I have to cook and get presents for every woman in my life. And, you know, and I have to watch the kids. That's what the biggest thing is. My wife doing. She don't have nothing to do with the kids at all today. I woke up this morning. I had to get the girls dressed and get them showered and all that stuff. And she laid in bed and just said, I ain't doing nothing.
She's like, the kids don't exist today.
Yeah. She's like, I'm pretty sure for anybody with multiple kids, they feel like that on a lot of days. I won't have nothing to do with these damn kids.
It was like, if I don't hear it, it ain't happening.
Right. That's why I'm glad you guys got me down here on this podcast at 9 o'clock in the morning. I gotta go, babe.
Oh man,
the guys need me.
Well, at least it's 9 o'clock over there. So I want to do a shout out to my mom. She's probably watching. She's a big supporter. So happy Mother's Day, mom. She's in Montana. I'm in Arizona, so that unfortunately I can't be there. But I love you. So you said 9 o'clock. Yeah, I woke up late. I know where the podcast is a little bit later. My alarm didn't actually go off. The ding from the Facebook message that Tank sent me woke my ass up at 7:30, and then I was like, crap. I realized
are we doing worse draft picks or are we doing worse excuses? This sounds like you're calling off from your shit or something.
This is 8 o'clock right now.
Hey, man, I swear right I was asleep and then the power went out.
John Gruden could probably do the same thing.
I've never been late. And I have to wake up before all these guys. I've never been late until the day Marvin comes on. I'm like, crap.
Yeah, see, he felt the juice. He felt the juice before it.
All right. Well, let's get this out. Wait. Let's get the first one out the way. It's for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Not jumping to the number four, so I'm taking this first shot for that.
You bet on the Cowboys for something?
So he bet that the Cowboys would go up six spots from the 10 to the six or to the fourth, trade with Atlanta, and they would pick Kyle Pitts. I told him he was crazy. It's not going to happen. And he's like, no, it's going to happen. I'm like, okay. So he put a spike bet. So now he takes a second one. Now you're coming soon. What the hell did you see? Jerky?
Bacon.
Bacon.
I'm really jealous of that bacon right now.
I was down here
all early and stuff at 9, sitting here and didn't even eat anything. And he's eating bacon and shit, man.
Yeah, that's I was like, okay, we're gonna spike bet on that. And he goes,
I was right about Kyle Pitts going at four. I was wrong about Dallas Cowboys getting up and go get him.
But that wasn't the spike bet, right, though. The spike bet was Cowboys going to fourth. That was number one.
Yeah. Here's the question, Martin. Why does it not matter to me? I want to ask you, why does it not matter to me that the Cowboys didn't
before go you say why the matter, you act like I'm mad about it. I'm actually excited that you guys actually got who you got. So I'm actually excited that the Bears actually drafted number one overall pick for you guys, not the overall, my bad. Justin Fields.
Yes.
So you're excited, we're excited. Justin Fields didn't seem excited because that video came out, I believe, yesterday. Yeah. Man, he was like, okay, coach, yep. It was like, damn, like a little happiness, bro. It was like he was not happy. It seemed like he was not happy.
I thought it was the pissed off to Ness. When you saw him, like they picked all the other quarterbacks, especially Zach Wilson. You know, he was like, "What?" And then Trask went to, like, I thought that was amazing. I was like, "Really, 49ers?" Like, you know, I mean, I was surprised, but like, he was probably more mad about that. So you're saying that these other guys are better than me?
Mm-hmm. And you know, he couldn't be happy because he was already so.
Like, but I went out of the top 10. I'm the second best player in the draft that I didn't get on the top 10.
He was always saying he was better than the best quarterback in the thing.
You see,
historically, against Trevor Lawrence, he has been stat-wise, you know.
Hey, he'll show him up, though. No, yeah, without a doubt. Sure. Give him a year or two. He'll show him up. And then they're going to have the talk where you guys been getting about the whole Mahomes thing for years, which is – years, like people say, why'd you get Trubisky over Mahomes? But it'll be the opposite now, where you guys.
I don't think it's gonna happen with Lawrence because Lawrence is still a good quarterback.
No, but over Zach Wilson.
Oh yeah,
Trey Lance. Oh, yeah. That chat is gonna happen a lot.
Yeah, I think Zach Wilson's gonna be the perfect bust candidate, the perfect one. Mm. I mean, they overdrafted him.
Yeah.
He hasn't had any tough competition. You have to jump into the NFL right away. Perfect
person for Bucks. And I feel like whenever the best thing, oh, look how smart he is. Look how, you know, okay.
That don't mean nothing over skills.
Right. You can get hit.
And that's your mind don't worry. He was drafted. That does not look like a man. Yeah, that's a man. Like, I'm gonna prove all
these everybody.
He went and threw that's reps after this. He went in and he went outside and threw reps in his backyard after this.
He went to the facility quick. He's like working out.
It looks like Aaron Rodgers, where Aaron Rodgers dropped all the way from, so could have been number one to the 23rd pick. Yeah, this is what it looks like. Like, oh, I'm going to show y'all. You want to let me just drop? You guys, I'm going to remember. He's going to probably write every team down on his hand and cross them out as he goes around. All right.
the little play, the play thing on his wrist is not even going to be plays. It's going to be
right. It's going to be like this one right here. Oh, there he is right there.
All right, I got your ass. Right.
And you know what? He was probably expecting something like this because the whole months coming up to it after the season ended. Oh yeah, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and then he just kept dropping. Oh, they say that he's the first guy to leave and stuff like that. There's questions about his worth ethic. He had to listen to all this stuff, and so this is built up of pissed offness that he's got that he's showing here. This isn't just that night.
Those eyes, man. Those eyes. That's fire burning, man. He's mad. He wants to tear shit up.
That's a winner. That's what I'm saying. Right there. Yeah. That's a winner.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than the Mac Jones walk. Because what the fuck is that shit?
Oh, man.
Oh.
That was the funniest. That was the funniest thing ever. 45-year-old woman. Right. He's going to talk to the manager right there. That's what he's doing. That boy built like a Lego, like a Lego man. That's terrible.
Everything's awesome.
There's a picture.
Hey, Lego Movie was a great movie.
There's a picture of Mac Jones when he's like little, and he's like, they must be like on vacation or something. He has no shirt, and he's a little chunky. He's got the little kid man boobs. And they're like, and that guy's in the NFL now, and he's like sitting down. He's like, and then the comments are like, oh, I know those tits from anywhere. It's like,
isn't there a picture like that too with Luka from the NBA, Luka Doncic? Yeah. He's sitting there with his no shirt on and his basketball shorts on.
Like, really?
Hey, look, everybody in that stage, like before they're a teenager, like right up to being a teenager, and you get your testosterone, has one of them little fat kid pics, man. Everybody's got one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look at Martin. Martin don't look like he had one. He's like, I was never fat.
His mom in Montana's got that fat kid pic sitting there. She's gonna sit it in now.
Nah, I've always been a little kid, man. I've always been a little kid. Thank God, too. Everyone's got
All right, you guys want to get started? Well, I mean, I guess that kind of works because that was like a bad a couple of bad, what, Passover maybe? I don't know. What would you label that as? Because he should have got picked higher, and a bunch of teams like slept on him.
I don't. Mac Jones?
No. Justin Fields.
Oh, Mac Jones. Say, no, Mac Jones. No, he got drafted where he belongs.
Yeah. No, Justin Fields. That was kind of a missed opportunity by a lot of people.
I confused him and Zach Wilson. I was what?
Mac Jones belongs where.
No, yeah, that was good. Yeah.
They like Justin Fields and Mac Jones should not have been that close in the draft. Draft wise.
I think for whatever reason, like you look at Lance and you look at Justin Fields. And I was like, so what did you see the 49ers that was that much better for Trey Lance? Tell me what you saw that was that much better. I mean, you're talking about a quarterbacks with strong arms that can move and stuff like that. Tell me what you saw from where you go to North Dakota State or something like that, Trey Lance, that looked better than Justin Fields at Ohio State. That's what I don't get. Like, I need to know what Trey Lance,
I understand, because Trey Lance is big. He's just a big, unbelievable, like Adonis looking like guy. He's
what is he like? He can't, like Justin Fields is
220, 225.
So how big is the other guy? How big Trey Lance
is bigger, not like much bigger. He's like 6'4".
I think he's like 6'5", isn't he?
Is he 6'5" or 6'4"?
I'm gonna look that up.
He's like, we need a stack guy.
He has that arm.
I know, right?
Trey Lance has an amazing arm. He has a big time John Elway type of arm. He has the highest potential. I think he has higher potential than Trevor Lawrence, honestly. He has a high up, but he can also be just nothing. He could be a bust easy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and I keep saying it over and over. I think he honestly will be like Josh Allen eventually.
That's exactly
like Josh Allen. That got so much crap his first season or two, but I mean that. Of course, it has to depends on him too. But I mean, Trey Lance
is 6'4", 226. So he's another
taller. Yeah, but it's taller. But he has a big arm. He has a big body. Like, he looks like Cam Newton. The guy looks like Cam Newton. You know, he has potential. He has potential but he only played 13 games in college.
17.
He played one game this season, and then he played 12. And you're right, he came in the middle of last season. So yeah, season before. So yeah, he doesn't have a lot of tape to really decide what type of player this guy is.
He's redshirting this year.
He has to.
I think that he can be successful in the situation there in San Francisco. Is one of the best situations to go in. It's better than Jacksonville. I mean, like, being the first pick is great, but you're going to a shitty team. And, like, you know, five times out of the last 10 drafts is being Jacksonville.
They already fired half their staff.
I think Jacksonville going to have a lot more improvement this year, though. They made some big moves.
Yeah, they did. But like,
they fired half their staff already this year.
I think that.
Not this year. I think next year they'll probably have a good one.
I think that there's organizational trends and things like that that trickle down from the ownership and how much influence the ownership has. So when you see things continuously go bad and people pick bad things, you're hiring wrong people. You're having the wrong strategy and stuff like that. And so, and as a Bears fan, I can say this, it happens a lot when you pick people and you just have this mentality and then you don't do things to support it. The Bears don't want to pay anybody any money to get anybody in free agency. They don't want to draft a franchise quarterback. They don't want to, you know, do whatever. Your organization has these trends that it follows, and I hope that they change it and they have some people in there to change the mentality in Jacksonville, because I like Trevor Lawrence and I think he can be successful. And, you know, 6'6", you know, laser rocket arm, hopefully.
I think the Jaguars need to look at the Browns and see how they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, and they've changed the entire mentality of what you think of a Browns
team.
I mean, that's exactly. So I think if Browns, they win four games this year, and then I think next year Jaguars can win eight, and then continue to go up, and then it could be like the Browns or the Colts when they drafted what's his name?
The Browns, Newsom?
When the Colts drafted
The DN? Kitty Payne?
No, the quarterback. Four years ago. Yeah, whatever the name is. I don't know why I'm
remember.
I'm blanking. But
the quarterback that plays for them now?
I'm Luck. No, the one that retired. Andrew Luck.
Luck. Oh. Yeah, right. Luck. Yeah.
He went for a 4-win team.
I thought you were talking about the Browns.
Well, I'm saying it could be just like the Colts. Like, they drafted Luck. They go 4-8 to be a 12-year team, and now you're a perennial playoff team.
That was funny that I read an article that said the Colts called Andrew Luck to make sure they was retired. Like, you really retired before they drafted?
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, a few years off, he can be back to normal. He can be back to good, you know.
But especially since it was just like his injuries that kept up with him. Yeah. Shoot, if we hadn't drafted Justin Field, if Andrew Luck wanted, I'd be like, hey, get him in here.
Yep, in a second. Give him whatever money he wants.
You made a comment about the Browns and how they started being successful. It was 3 or 4 years ago that in the offseason, they did a whole bunch of moves for offensive linemen. And I was like, oh, man, their offensive line is going to be scary. They built that from the inside, and then they got some more stuff. Like, it was last year that they got the weapons and stuff. Or was that 2 years ago that they got Odell and stuff? They're like, hey, let's get some linemen. Let's get some defense. And now let's get some people to throw it to, you know. And I think that's a big thing that they realize, hey, we got to have somebody to protect these guys. We got to be able to run the ball. We got to hit people. And now we got some star receivers. So,
yeah. I got to say, Cleveland Browns, if you want to know how to rebuild a team, you go ask the GM over there. Because, he did it well.
I mean, there were a lot of laughing stuff.
They were.
I mean, and you know, even with Hugh Jackson, they had a good, decent coach, and they just didn't do anything right, and they just changed everything. They changed the way they did everything.
And that's
what the Jaguars need to do. You can't just put a lot of great players. You have to change the organization. Because think about the Jaguars; they were really good. 2 years or 3 years ago,
when they
were turning heads.
They
had unbelievable defense, and they had to get rid of everybody because the organization was crap.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't even remember that guy. What was that guy's name, the quarterback? Oh, man.
He's not Jackson at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, at Jacksonville.
He started under dude with the mustache. Starts with a G. Oh, man. He was a rookie, though, right at the time, right?
Yeah, well, he was a second-year player.
Minshew, right? Gardner Minshew?
No, not Minshew. No, when they actually went to the playoffs. And then he was like just a turnover machine.
Wasn't that when Foles came over to Philly?
Before. It was before then. What is his name?
Damn, I don't know, but look.
Chad,
it's going to happen again. What Jags are going to do this season is going to happen. Like,
you think
all the moves – all the moves they made there at least gonna sneak out six wins.
When they went to the championship,
Blake Bortles.
There you go, Blake Bortles.
Bortles.
I could not pull that. I just like
I remember that year I had him in fantasy, and I was like, oh man, Blake Bortles is good for that second.
Well, obviously, not. You forgot about him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
Talk about a person who just fell off the map completely.
Yeah, man.
Where is he even at now?
No clue.
Wasn't he Brady's backup this last season?
Was he?
I think
Blake
so.
Is.
I'm pretty sure he was. He was somebody's backup. Like, I think it was Brady because he was supposed to be the man, and then they got someone else.
They said here, it's on Wikipedia. It goes, Rams. On December 29, 2020, Bortles has signed the LA Rams off the Broncos practice squad following an injury from Jared Goff. So, yeah, he was a Ram the last time.
So he was a Ram.
Jeez. But he was a backup. They pulled him off the practice squad.
Well, no, he's the Broncos. He's a free agent right now.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
He'll be a free agent for the rest of his career, rest of his life.
He's not bad, though. He's only 29 and he's 6'5. Mm-hmm. That's a tall dude. So,
yeah.
And I've been noticing all these 6'5 QBs been doing pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what it is? He has all the skills, but he can't read defenses. So that's a fatal flaw. No matter what, if you can't read the defense, you don't know where to throw the ball.
Well, and then he had when they did good. That was when isn't that when Robinson was when when Robinson was on the team with him too.
Yeah.
And who was the other receiver they had?
Because all A-Rob was a number two.
Right, exactly. So he was just throwing it up like, and they were going and getting it. Just like, you know.
Yeah. So yeah. That's like, all right. Well, you guys want to get into some of the top worst teams that did the draft? You want to start with
who's the worst team? Who had the worst draft?
Who had the worst?
Overall, yeah. Just first
overall.
Pick.
Overall. Who had the worst draft?
I think it's the Raiders or the Dolphins.
Dolphins, really?
Not the Dolphins. I'm sorry. I think it's the Raiders. And then, I think that people talked about Seattle, but they only had like three picks anyway.
Three picks.
Yeah, you
can't do anything. Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind
of Saints. Over the Raiders. I'm gonna say Saints over the Raiders.
I go Raiders, Saints, Cowboys, like in that order.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, look.
NFL.com. Have the ranking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean like it was all bad picks. It was just overall not the greatest. Yeah.
I said mistakenly, Miami, don't nobody get on me about that. They had like one of the best drafts. I meant the Cardinals and the Raiders. No,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I didn't really like what they did.
No. And NFL.com got ranked 27, Houston Texans, ranked 28th, Arizona Cardinals. Ranked 29th, the Colts. 30 is the Raiders. 31 is the Rams. And then last, 32 is the Saints. They gave them a C minus. And I think every other kind of news source kind of has those kind of teams somewhere in the bottom five kind of mixed up. Because I've seen places where they have the Raiders at the last. Some people have the Rams at the last. But definitely Raiders, Saints, Rams got the three worst by far. Especially like, dude, how many people were making fun of the Raiders when they got Leatherwood? Like,
why? I'm surprised they should have never gotten him that early.
No, I didn't understand.
You could trade with the Bears and trade it back and got him in the second or third round. I mean, just I don't even understand.
The fact that Darisaw was still there, you picked Leatherwood.
Yeah, and Jenkins. Jenkins was there, I'm surprised Jenkins fell to the second. But I am too.
Yeah, I am too.
Yes,
happy. I was talking to Brian. I said, Jenkins is not going to be there for the Bears' second round pick. They need to pick that Radnez guy.
Yeah,
and because I don't like the kid from Notre Dame. And I was like, Jenkins not gonna be there. And then Jenkins was there. I was like, wow, okay, that's fine too. But I didn't get that at all. Like, the guy is not good at pass protection. Mm-hmm. Leatherwood.
Yeah.
He's not good at pass protection.
He's only good at run blocking. He's only good at that one.
Right. And they don't even run block like that much. Like, that feels like they always pass it. But I mean,
So I didn't get that at all. And I feel like a lot of stuff when you have these coaches who've been in the league for a long time, they go, oh yeah, they feel like they got feels good, man. You know, and that's what it was. Like they're hanging on to how instead of what it is. Like he seems like a mean guy. Okay, you can be mean and be able to pass block, you know.
You can be mean, like, you can be a great football player. If you can't move your feet and you can't stay up with these rushers, it doesn't matter. Exactly. You know, I tell you all the time. You see that guy that they're leaning forward, just like Charles Little Jr. all the time. You lean forward, you're never going to be able to pass block. You don't have the balance
All somebody's going to do one of these ends or something, you know, gets on him, they're just going to dip their shoulder and be gone past him because he can't move his feet to stay in front of him.
He'll put his hands on him. He's going to try to push down, and they're down. They're away. Yeah. When they spin, they're ghost, and he's out.
I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel like there's a lot of good defensive linemen like in the league.
Yeah.
You know, even like the average ones are like really good, you know? So
because
you don't have the O-line.
The end and the outside linebacker like position, they're specialized for, hey, look, we need you to edge rush. We need you to be fast around the corner to get to this guy. That's why That's all you need now. It's not the same thing. Defensive ends are the same thing as they used to be.
I gotta say, in high school, what they used to do, like they used to say, the fastest guy, it don't matter if you're either receiver or they'll put you at like outside linebacker. The special athlete that's really fast, put you outside linebacker. Forget all the other stuff. You're faster than they are. You're gonna run past them.
Exactly.
Defensive end, they don't have the guy that's gonna hold them and look and worry about the run. Who cares? Who gives a fuck about the run? You know, you got linebackers and defensive tackles to deal with that. You're gonna get the quarterback.
That's all it is. And if you
it's been changing.
If you can't keep up with that, like it's gonna be an issue.
I think I said that like 4 or 5 years ago that the defensive end, the whole defensive line now itself is not as what it used to be anymore. These guys are bigger, faster. You compare like back when we used to watch as kids, like Warren Sapp, like I was, you know, true elite, and they were bigger dudes, but they weren't like athletic as much as the ones you find like today. Like they're different monsters now. It's a different game.
Donald is a defensive tackle when he's not a huge fat guy.
Right.
No, that's what it used to be. It used to be, hey,
Aaron defensive Donald tackle has fat guys. Ass.
Right, it's a different game.
And he's still blowing up these. He's still blowing these 300-pound guards. He's still blowing up the 330-pound tackles when they double team him. You know, that's what they're looking for now. We have somebody like that. Hey, we just need you to be stronger than everybody else, and then be able to what Aaron Donald does really good. He uses his hands really well. You're really strong, and then you're just slapping people in the head to get them out the way. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
And
I've got a concussion now because he swung.
So being 6'1",
leverage.
Has the leverage already. And the fact that you're the strongest guy in the NFL, along with the leverage, and you're explosive, that's a killer. Yeah. That's what you're waiting for. I mean,
If you watch the Super Bowl, if you look at the game, obviously, you know, Brady did, you know, what Brady does, but that New England D-line is what made that game fun to watch, you know, like them, like being able to run and chase Mahomes, but 400 Bucks. Yards in the Tampa background Tampa Bay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
He meant Bucks.
New England.
When he said to Mahomes, I'm like, okay, now he went back to this year.
Right. He's all over the like, what?
Well, it's been 12 years of Brady being in one team. So still stuck in my head, but the Bucks, like what they did with Mahomes was like, you know, who else they had? I forgot the other guys.
JPP was all over.
JPP,
Shaq Barrett was all over his.
They had guys after guy after guy.
They
have no tackle.
That was the best they played the whole season was in that game because they didn't look like that when they came and lost to the Bears.
When Leatherwood is in a game, that's exactly what's going to look like.
Yeah.
If you're not quick enough to use your feet and use your hands the right way, they're going to run right past you. And to the quarterback.
And know what? He's not going to be able to deal with a twist.
Oh, my God.
He's going to twist and it's going to be over with. He's going to be, where do I go? I don't know. Pass blocking is up here, too. You could be a run blocker and I'm attacking. I'm a mauler. I got to go hit this guy. Even if he's not there, if I go here, that means there's a hole there. Pass blocking, if you're not thinking, then the dude, the tackle stunting in or there's a linebacker coming, you have to have that mind to deal with that quickly.
You know, when they talk about brutes and they talk about, you know, jocks and everything, I think offensive linemen are like the smartest guys usually on the field. Quarterbacks are developed through time, but your offensive linemen are like smart from the get-go because they understand how how everything changes, how you have to stay in your spot. They understand what the play call changes. Everything changes for offensive line all the time. You have to call up protection because it changes every freaking play. You can call the same play, change the protection, and they have a totally different blocking scheme. And they have to be able to figure that out on the fly. So those guys are special. You know, the smartest guys I've seen, you know, even when I was in college, I mean, those guys were really, really – they're like architects and, like, you know, business majors and engineers and because they're just that smart. They're able to pick it up quickly. Because there's a lot of big guys, but a guy that could – stay, be quick, know what to do, and accomplish it on the court, on the field.
Special. It's just like it's just like Fredo says, and shout out to Fredo in New York. He when he's on here, he usually mentions the O-line being like the unsung heroes.
Yeah,
he always reminded me, and that's exactly how it is, because people don't appreciate the O-line. Like the O-line is only as good as what your weapons will do.
Right,
if you got a shitty O-line, you ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah, what do you have stat-wise for O-linemen, sacks that you give up?
Right.
That's a negative thing to do that.
Yeah, right.
Like
right.
Talking about that, the dude in Indianapolis, the Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson's a beast. Dude,
he is a monster. He's the only offensive lineman I've ever seen have YouTube like views and stuff like he's in the millions of views from his games blocking, man. Right. Now that's what I wish that we had.
And what's sad is they blame the QB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
The QB gets all the credit when they do well. You know, the offensive line doesn't get any credit, even though you look at, you know, why did Cleveland Browns do well this year? Offensive line.
Yeah.
Why did the Colts do so well this year with a ghost at quarterback? You know, with some skeletons sitting up there,
right?
Because they're old line. You know, it was just come on.
I mean, you can go. Why is Tom Brady the greatest of all time? Because he had O-line. The greatest O-line of all time. You know what I mean? Like, get out of here with that. But that was one thing, like what Brian was saying, was being smart and O-line like that is like when I saw a picture of Jenkins, like with the glasses look nerdy, I was like, I like him. I like him. He's like, what, 300 pounds nerdy? I was like, he knows. Like, there's gears turning in his head that, like, other football players are like, huh? Yeah, like, no, he's like playing chess. Like, he knows shit. And I was like, I think
Tevin Jenkins hasn't given up a sack since like October 19th of 2019, like 2.5 years of him like not giving up a sack.
Yeah.
He got a holding penalty. He's hit someone in the head, but he ain't giving up a sack. That's the guy I want on my offensive line.
Yeah, I can't wait. And he already said he wants to grow old with Justin Fields on the Bears. Yeah. I was like, let's do it, man. Hell yeah, dude. I'm like super excited now. Honestly, as a Bears fan, I don't think I've been this excited. Maybe the Cutler pickup, but like overall, I was like, oh, cool. But that quickly went away. This one, I'm like, man, I'm really kind of excited for this season to start.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, besides their overall pick, the Alex, besides that pick, I mean, guys, they kind of made it up in the second with Trayvon Mooring. But again, it was surprising because the Raiders traded up. And I don't know if, I know me and you know, Ryan, we're talking about this, like Joseph Mooring or whatever, like not Mooring, Jock, JOK. We were talking about him.
Why were they like, Jock?
I don't know. But I don't know. He fell so long. I really thought that JOK was going to be drafting the first. But so I'm like, oh, okay. JOK is definitely going to get drafted by the Raiders because they need a linebacker and they were going to draft him. Yeah. At that point, I'm like, okay, you see Roger Goodell walk a whole mile to the stage and then he gets there and he doesn't get JOK. He gets Trayvon Mooring. I'm not upset about it. He's a good safety. I didn't think that they needed a safety because they have Abrams, but
they already have safety. So what are they doing? Yeah. Why are you doing that instead of getting your linebacker? Your linebacker core, you have one, they have one good linebacker on the Raiders.
Don't say Littlefield or Littlewood or whatever the hell.
No, no,
Corey. Don't say Corey Little.
No, the guy who used to play for the Bears, the middle linebacker. What's his name?
I think of Max Crosby. He was a D-line.
Another thing about that, with all the safeties and stuff that the Raiders already had, they picked five defensive backs in the draft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Divine Diablo, he's pretty good.
Four.
But, again, why? I didn't see why they needed this.
They didn't, and then they only got a center at the last round. You know, like you're talking about, I believe in the big guys helping you out, and they still need help with that now. What did you do to address the things that you need? You know, they did very little.
Morrissey, and he was a maybe get drafted guy. You know what? When you draft offensive lineman, you need that needs to be the core of your team. That needs to be the meat of your draft. Your third, fourth, and fifth rounder, you should be looking for offensive lineman always. You get your elite ones in the first half.
There were still a bunch of them available there.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Especially for a position that you had people in, like safety and defensive back and stuff. You know, I didn't get it. They needed they need that linebacker though,
and they got rid of all. They had a great offensive line. They got rid of all their great offensive linemen. So you would think that the first thing they're doing is trying to replenish that.
Get all this old line back. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what they're doing. I understand all the defensive backs. You know, the same guy over and over and over again.
When you sit there and you look at the list of things, a team did, you should be able to make a logical explanation for it. Like, oh yeah, they were trying to, what were the Raiders were trying to,
yeah,
Nothing. They were just getting. I don't know what they're doing. That, last year, or it should be like.
No, yeah, I think I know exactly what the what they're thinking. They're thinking, okay, we need fast guys to go against Kansas City. We need fast guys to be able to put a lot of defensive backs out there to go against Kansas City. And because they can't run a regular defense. My problem is there's 30 other teams in the league that you're not going to be able to do anything with because you can't block.
And that's not even the
–
and the Bucks just showed you. That's not even the way you need to beat Kansas City. Hit them. I've always said – no matter who's the quarterback is, if you hit him, they're not going to do well. If you just hit them, they're not going to do well.
You get in their heads.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyone doesn't believe that.
Yeah.
How about let's have a great quarterback throw on one leg balancing and have a mediocre quarterback throw a two, everything fine. And let's see who throws the ball better. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you out balance without having to run, doing all those things, you can't be the special. So, well, that's why I think the Raiders are the worst, but whatever.
I do too. I thought they had the worst, but we'll talk about the Rams. Well, real quick, I think they are the most talked about because of their first pick. They probably have arguably the worst, like, first round pick, you know, this year, and probably the one that everyone questions, like, why did you pick him in the first round? You know, and I think that kind of really, like, that one, especially the first one, is what's going to take you to like the bottom three kind of the shitty list. And I think that's what their thing was. And then it was just kind of like questionable kind of stuff throughout the rest of the draft. So then we also got the LA Rams. They had 9 picks and NFL.com got them a C grade. See, they got Atwell, first, Jones, Brown, you know, so LB, so wide receivers, linebacker, DT, CB. Tight end, another defensive end, RBWR, and an outside linebacker.
Oh, man. I wrote no doubt about this.
Who did they get that kid, the wide receiver in the first round? Was it Atwell?
Atwell.
I wrote notes about him.
For what?
Do you know he at his medical thing for his pro day, he weighed 149 pounds.
Ooh.
149 pounds. And you're going to play in the NFL.
Yeah, that's what they said here. It says the 2021 NFL draft provided a modern take on a sci-fi classic, The Incredible Shrinking Wide Receiver. Like, literally what it says, like, for a quote on here. It was
okay,
like,
this we're is talking the guy. About, I mentioned
we're talking
this guy.
About Devontae, like, because Devontae is what? Was he 180 or something like that?
180, 185 to slim.
And this guy was 149?
Yeah.
I mentioned this guy.
And they got
him listed
at 165.
But yeah, when he started high school. Man. That he had him at 200 pounds in high school, and then he hit college. Man. Then they reduced it to like 190 or 180, something like that. And then when his junior senior year came around, it went down to 170. And then the final, like, actual last, like, weigh in, they hit him at like 165 or 140. But then I guess something happened because of they recorrected. I think his final weigh-in was actually 165 after the medical thing.
165 isn't big enough.
No, it's not.
Ooh, and then you're talking about he's going to run these deep routes. Any safety that hits him is he's going to be on the disabled list.
The only upside I have that
well, also he's his still height. Young. Real quick,
he's still not young. Tall. He's little.
He's little. They have him here 5'8" and 7/8". He's almost 5'9".
Bro, 5'8".
Are you kidding?
5'8", 160. That's a girl that you take out on a date. That's a sexy chick that you take out. She's a real quick.
Yeah.
You know, but that's but that's what I'm saying. 5'8", 160. That's
he'll be a slot.
He'll be a slot. He's gonna get destroyed in the slot.
He's still young.
Him,
he'll probably
if they throw him a crossing route and one of the linebackers hit him, he's gonna die. Ooh.
Yeah,
he's gonna have to pack on weight. And I don't think he's gonna play much this season. We'll see if I can see.
No, look, when you're 5'8" and you're 165 right now, there's not a bunch of weight that you can gain. What that tells me is his metabolism is probably super high. What's he gonna pick up? 10, 15 pounds of muscle?
He could probably pick up 20. He's still young.
It doesn't matter.
I'm not disagreeing with you. But I'm just saying, like, the only positive, the little light that I'm kind of giving him, just to like kind of like make an argument even for his side, maybe potentially that he could just pack on some weight in the next couple years.
But even if he packs on Edelman, 20, 30 pounds, he'll still be under 200.
I'm saying
he'll still be under 200.
Julian Edelman is 5'10", 198 pounds, and he's small.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 5'10", 198 pounds. He is 30 pounds and an inch and a half taller than this kid. he's going to get destroyed. Yeah. Remember the episode, the water boy, when Michigan decided to try out the towel guy, that wide receiver, and he said he ran into a laundry list of issues? And he got like flipped upside down. That's what's going to happen first play of practice.
Yeah. It's gonna be like Clifford Franklin and the Replacements. Hey, I really like you, and a DB smasher.
Now you, I can see like somebody slap him in the head, and he like does a flip, he's out for the year. Hey, good job, Pam. He's done.
I did not like that, man. I understand people can be fast, but there's people that are bigger than him that are just as fast. What did DK Metcalf run at the combine? He was like 4.431 or something like that, or 4.32 or something like that. And he's 225 pounds.
He fell out of the first round. And I'm saying you pick it's not about the pick as much as it is that's your first round pick.
I don't think that somebody was coming for Tutu Atwell, like from Louisville.
Louisville,
you know, so you know, I don't like the smallness. Like, you can be fast, and no, nothing against little guys, but like, you have to be able to take these hits. Like, your bones ain't dense when you're 165, you know.
Yeah,
Here,
check this out for a stat. It says, of the first 10 wide receivers selected, half measured shorter than 5'10.
Wow,
that's crazy. While one was Marshall Jr. The 10th wideout off the board was 6'1". That's insane. Ooh. That like half of the first 10 wide receivers were under 5'10".
That's a small class.
Yeah. That's insane.
Or they all see everybody's going to be like Tyreek Hill and do that, and they're not going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's going to be crazy in this year, for at least for this class specifically going into the future, because a lot of corners were big. A lot of the DBs were big, but a lot of these receivers were small. So, we'll see a lot of that talk later. I think.
Yeah.
Either they fade out, and then with the new class coming in, they'll probably be bigger. I mean, next year's draft, I'm not excited about, to be honest. But probably more than likely, they'll just fade out.
Yeah,
that's how it usually goes. It goes a really awesome draft and a few kind of average or below average. But Young NTY said, Jalen Ramsey is DK new daddy.
I like to argue that point, but yeah, no, he's right.
Yeah, okay. Man, and I gotta give a shout out to Young NTY, man. You're here every week hanging out with us, man. We really appreciate it.
Get him on the show, man.
Get him on the show.
We gotta see how you know.
Another thing that you look at with these safeties and the DBs, Jalen Ramsey is amazing. He is amazing. He's taking out one guy. Okay. They have less impact on the game than, say, a defensive tackle does. It's really good. So Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, they're at the top of the thing. Aaron Donald has a much bigger impact than Jalen Ramsey does, you know, in the football game.
No, I agree. Because also, you know, because you have him, he makes Jalen Ramsey better. Aaron Donald makes him better because he puts so much pressure all the time. Right. He makes everyone around him.
There was a bunch of plays last year that you see Jalen Ramsey just like stop running. A whole bunch of plays. Jalen Ramsey just gives up one or whatever. And then the guy goes and runs past him and makes a play. I saw.
You talk about DK. DK has done it. DK got shut down ish, but he also still caught a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know if it's just that mentality of being a shutdown corner, like, well, they're not going to embarrass me, but you didn't do anything either. Like, you just – this guy just ran past you, but I don't know. He's got that LeBron juice a little bit. Oh, well, I got hurt, but then he went and dunked, and I had to run back down the court. Like, okay, well, what are you doing? But anyway, let's not go down that road.
I just say, like,
that's a whole nother podcast.
Right.
The greatest quarterback of all time was Deion Sanders, probably, right? And he shut down, you know, a half of the field. You couldn't even throw that half of the field. But Lawrence Taylor changed the fucking game. Like, you couldn't do nothing. You couldn't run. You couldn't pass. Like, your best bet was just kneel. Like, that's, you know, when you're that close to the ball, I mean, and you're going against the quarterback, and the quarterback can't throw the ball, I think that affects the game even more. That's why I think your defensive ends, your outside linebackers are so important. They're probably the most important on your defense. You know, the guys that are really putting that pressure on it changes everything.
Yeah. Because they get they do the pressure, but they don't get the glory. You know what I mean? Like, they're the one causing the interceptions, but they're not getting it. You know, so you know you have your safeties and your corners that you know get the credit, but like, man, your outside linebackers, your edge rushers, those are the guys that caused it. You know what I mean?
Those are the guys you got to build with. You got to build with.
Yeah, yeah. It's the guys like, but I think that's the thing with like, look at what we were talking about earlier was the Cleveland Browns. You know, it was like, they understood, like, all right, we got to focus on the stuff that no one wants to ever hear about or talk about, you know, and then we can build and get, like, you know, all these other stuff, you know. OBJ, cool, he was trash. Like, the team was better once he left, you know what I mean? So it's like, you're the big star guy that the news was all about was cool, but, you know, your O-line, your number one O-line. Like, I still, like, when I looked up that stat, that they were the number one ranked run and pass blockers. That blew me away. I was like, "There's like, who's that's that? Insane." Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns ranked number one.
Yeah, it was that, and I'm like, that makes sense because the QB back there had a great year, and that's why he had a great year because he had a great O line.
But isn't that also kind of the problem too? So like when you're trying to build a team, sometimes you reach because of the position you have, the position you want. You know, so like you were talking about the worst. I think with Saints. You know, again, that edge rusher that didn't deserve to go, you know, was third round pick, really. So
Turner.
Yeah. So, like, he was a third round pick. So, why are you reaching for him? Because you need an edge rusher. And that's, oh, I saw this guy. I think I'm smarter than everybody. So, I'm going to pick him. You know, it's just, and that's what happens so much. You know, instead, you take the best player, and then you also don't forget about what your needs are.
Yeah. Because I love that need, though. Yeah. Yep. But so what we're talking about, the Saints, NFL.com got them ranked the worst, which they're definitely in the bottom three. But man, I think they needed receivers and corners, and they decided to get everything but receivers and corners.
Everything.
You know, I mean, even they were too far down to get a decent quarterback, I think. They still got
Ian Book might be good though from Notre Dame.
Yeah,
he might be decent.
When I saw
how many quarterbacks are you going to have on your roster?
That is the only pick I like.
Yeah,
out of them.
Yeah, fourth round. You know, so it's not too bad because especially their quarterback position is very. Yeah.
That's a really safe time to do that. And go into the fourth round for somebody like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Texans need to sign all of us to a two-year $10 million contract. Seriously.
Right. Hey, you know, hey, I'm telling you right here, these two guys on the bottom are better than the offensive lineman that Texas had.
I'll go.
And Brian go there right now and do better right now. Bad knees and shoulders and everything.
Exactly.
I remember when they played the Bears, I said to him, is their offensive line worse than the Bears is? And he was like, yep.
Yeah.
I was like, this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Charles Leno might go over to the Texans right now and be the best lineman they've seen in 5 years.
Exactly. Oh my God, them dudes, like they go to pick up the garbage on Saturdays or something. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're a garbage man on the weekend? Like, what's happening? Nothing against sanitation workers, but like that's not their main thing that they do when it's paying off as linemen. They do that on the side.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly. Yeah. So but Texans were up there. I think they were ranked like somewhere in the bottom, like five or six or so, like ranked 27.
They're dealing with a whole lot of problems right now.
Yeah, they got a lot of other issues than the draft right now too. So,
yeah, and I know they're probably through their, you know, the whole thing in the air. Okay, so what are we doing about about Deshaun? Like, what are we going to do?
It was so weird watching the Texans pick because it was like they're drafting every position. So it's like we need help at every tackle, guard, center. We're going to go with a linebacker, outside linebacker, corner. They were
picking best available at the time.
They have no idea what the team's going to be or what they can do.
Yeah. And that's why they picked up what's his face? The QB.
What's his name?
Mims or no, not Mims. What's it? Davis Mims.
Davis Mills. Davis Mills.
Mills. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
From Stanford. Yeah. So QB, wide receiver, tight end, LB, and a DT. That was their pick. They only had five picks.
Yeah, they traded all of them when they did with Miami.
Yeah. And that's why it was so stupid for them to not – you should have traded Deshaun as soon as you could.
Yeah,
honestly.
You could have picked up a whole draft for Deshaun Watson before all of this. Yep, and then you'd have been in a better position. You could have got five draft picks.
Yeah. So Youngin says defenses are going to be tough this year with single digits because they high blitzes a lot with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but all you gotta do is make sure your linebackers, your linemen stay with your big, your bigger numbers. I mean, only one you come worried about is your corner blitz, and your corner blitz is really banging on you just not paying attention to him. Did you see he's just playing press coverage, and then he's coming out of nowhere.
Is he talking about the jersey numbers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited.
I was confused for a second too. Because
I'm excited.
Yeah. For
There are gonna be some linebackers out there with ones and sevens and 11. Yeah, hopefully Michael Parsons keeps his 11.
Yeah.
But I don't think that big of a deal with the numbers.
At that point, like that's especially too with a corner blitz, you're looking at your running back. Hey, you need to pay attention. Because if this dude was coming, if the tackle's got the end or the outside linebacker on him, he can't do anything about that corner blitz guy anyway. So this is your tackle, your running back or your tight end or something that's paying attention to that. They need to on a corner blitz like that.
No, corner blitz coming, your tight end needs to alert the center because the center has to change the protection to make sure that the running back goes to the right side.
Right.
So, I mean, but it's hard. What he's saying is like when you have a number that, you know, doesn't stick out, sometimes you kind of fade into the background. But you see a number one coming.
Yeah.
Hey, number one, I see him. He's coming. You know, but if he's like,
I don't think it's gonna be that.
Whatever, you know. Okay.
I don't think it's gonna be that big of a deal.
Okay, yeah, I agree with Marvin.
These guys are professionals. Hey, this guy's running that way. Need to do something, right?
You see colors.
Yeah.
Well, it's like if you don't know the difference between Mac running after you and Jefferson running after you, then I'm like, the number don't matter at that point. You know, that's 100-pound difference. An issue. Yeah. He says Tom Brady better get ready to get his head knocked off his shoulders.
Yeah, right. The referees will jump right in front of him. No.
Yeah, exactly. take one for the team.
Right.
Yeah.
Throw the flag at the guy's face to stop him in his tracks.
They trip him as they're running. Like, oop.
Right. You're about to hit him too hard, so we need to.
Accidental tripping. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
The truth is, I think it's not going to affect Tom Brady because Tom Brady has a great offensive line with him, and he's getting that ball out of his damn hands. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows how to play, and then he gets protected by the refs. I think I said it a few weeks ago. It was like the ref will call a flag on a defensive lineman. Like, he looked like he was going to hurt him 5 yards. Yeah, you know,
it's like he blew on him real hard. I saw him. He went, 15 yards, guys. Let's go.
Yeah. So yeah, Tom Brady knows how to play, and then he's old. He knows how to play smart. You know, like he's not this old still in the league for without a reason. You know, so
I mean, other than the fact that he forgot it was fourth down and thought it was third down. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Other than that, look, the Tampa Bay, they brought every single guy back, every single one.
Yes.
The last time this happened was 1977.
Yeah.
And that's, and which is funny, is as I said this on my show, is the last time the Bucs did this, the NFL had changed from 14 games to 16 games. The NFL is changing from 16 games to 17 games. And they brought the entire roster back. That was 42 years ago. Jeez, I'm kind of serious. Like, I don't think it's going to happen. 42 years from now, if it, we might get 18 weeks and the Bucks might be back 100%, but unlikely. But I just thought that was funny.
I think it's all going to depend on how good the line protects him, and then how, if the defense keeps playing like that, like you can't even you can't even do anything. The time of possession is so important. The same thing I was saying about the Bears on the last podcast. Your defense is great. They're tired all the time because they're out there just running around the whole time, and you're three and out. You know, Tom Brady's going to be fine. The Bucs are going to be fine. But, like, if the defense keep playing like that, Tom Brady could be worse and they'll still be fine. The Bucs defense had a escalation up to the Super Bowl somewhere in the middle where they get the Bucs whooped by the Bears. And then, you know.
I believe the last 4 weeks of the season, the Bucs could actually been out of the playoffs. You know, they weren't playing amazing football at the end of the season. Like, if the Falcons had won that game,
If the Falcons had won that second game,
I mean, that they would have been in trouble. You know, so, I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't blow anyone out, you know, blow anyone away, and they got the best path to the Super Bowl. You know, the ghost of Drew Brees, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and this coach saying, 4th and 1, let's take it out of the best offensive player in the NFL's hands. Let's do that. You know, I'm just saying, they
Aaron
played
Rodgers,
well.
Aaron
they
Rodgers
played the team that's in front of them.
That's some of that's on him too, man. A couple times he didn't run, and he
should have ran for the touchdown earlier. But yeah. Aaron Rodgers still threw for over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns and 1 interception, compared to Brady with 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, and could have won that game. You don't take the ball out of your best player's hand.
Yeah, Brady. That's why I just said Brady is not there. Brady is not the most important part of that team anymore. And Brady's doing exactly what he needs to do. Hey, I'm just going to come and do my thing. It's where I live, right here. I'm doing this. Everybody else do what you do. That's it. That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah. It's the ghost of Drew Brees, guys. The ghost of Drew Brees. Come on.
I'm taking the Niners over Bucks because of that one bad man that wears 97 on the Niners.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, I think that's a big key. But, yeah, we'll see. See about that. Trying to think what.
But Cardinals are taking it. I'm sorry, but I'm just gonna say that the Cardinals are taking it.
Oh, they're not. They're not.
Care what they're taking says. What?
Me and
the NFC. Some Chick-fil-A home on Saturday.
No, I'm telling you right now, like the Cardinals are gonna be dangerous this season.
Cardinals are already dangerous, but they did not have a good draft either.
They didn't have a good draft.
They did not.
Maybe they might do something else, but.
They took Xavier Collins, which made the defense even more nasty, and then Rondell Moore in the second. I mean, they focused on defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much their entire draft except Rondell Moore. I hate about them corners, is that they didn't take a freaking running back.
Your corners are suspect. I'm just saying. I'm just going to say that. Corners are suspect.
Why do you say you're? Like, if as if
– That's your team.
You just repping
them. The Cardinals? No,
you're here.
He
lives there.
You're there.
I live here, but I don't mean never mind.
So who's your team then?
Falcons.
Oh man, you get to have two if you're a Falcons fan, man. That's okay. We're with that fan. You can have two if you're a Falcons team. You can have three if you're a Falcons team.
All I'm saying is I'm true to what my team is, but the Cardinals, yes, I live here. Don't mean I'm like, do I root for them? Yeah, you got to root for the whole team because, like,
no, you don't.
Their games. But, I mean.
If I lived in Wisconsin, I still would piss on all Packer shit. I still would never vote for them. I'll never.
Your cheese.
I like Cardinals, got a wide receiver so teams can stop triple teaming DeAndre. I mean, that don't even matter. It don't even matter. You can have DeAndre Hopkins out there by himself and he'll still catch the ball, as they already shown 3-3 against one. But I got the clip.
Just show them the clip. You got the clip somewhere?
I need to. I don't know how much you hate that clip.
Oh my god.
No, I think the Cardinals they're on a good path. They've got a good start to the thing, and they're gonna be great. They just have to keep making good decisions. What's gonna come next the thing is a good free agent pickup for somebody to help them with what they need. They need to get that corner situation. You get a corner, need to get a running back. But you know,
all right. So a lot of people are going to sleep on this guy, but Benjamin might come out. He was like a high prospect last season. He was one of the top running backs. But the fact that they had Drake and Edmonds back there, like, this guy never saw any. He didn't even sniff the field. Yeah. Benjamin should be coming out this season. I could pull him. I know he's pretty good. I should have pulled that up when I started talking about the Cardinals. But he might be dangerous.
My question with the Cardinals is, can Kyler Murray take the next step?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to. Can he show – I mean, he has an unbelievable arm. He makes pretty good decisions, but can he take that next step? Can he not hold on to the ball too much? Can he, you know, not – because he's short, he's small. Can he not get all his balls batted down? I mean, things like that. Can he take the next step into the evolution? If he can, they could be a sleeper Super Bowl pick. If he doesn't, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. He was good.
And they just have a tough division.
Yeah. Said, let's hope DeAndre doesn't give the ref the bird finger again this year. You only did that, one time?
DeAndre can do whatever he wants. It's all right.
Yeah, basically. He's a cool guy.
That was one of the biggest steals, them getting him from Houston.
For nothing. I got in my pocket. Yeah. I got this popsicle stick. And right,
open lifesaver package.
Oh my God, Brian! O'Brien messed that team up.
O'Brien was like, "Cool, you can have him, and we'll give you something." What the
fuck? Yeah,
cool.
No. I'm like, you wonder why Watson's like all pissed off. It was like they left them super like high and
they
dry.
They didn't do anything for him.
They did.
And he's still like almost mad at him.
Yeah. He still was winning games. That's what was amazing.
He was still putting up good numbers.
Great numbers.
This is one of his best years, actually.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, he had who do you have that other wide receiver? Lockett?
Was it Lockett? Oh, he has
Lockett. He had Will Fuller.
Yeah.
And now he has nothing. He literally, if I was him, I wouldn't come back anyway. I'd be like, let me just, I'm going to take this year off.
Right.
Yeah. That's honestly best for his career outside of football and inside of football. Just retire, do a Brett Favre thing, just retire, get out of that contract, and then join, you know, the fucking Jets next year or some shit like that. You know,
just trade them. Both of them. They're both angry. They're both being, they got their issues.
See, they wasted the time doing that now. Now you're going to do it after the draft when you couldn't do anything for your future.
Yeah.
So
Watson to Broncos would be nice. That would be
No. Aaron Rodgers going to Broncos. Stop messing that up. Aaron Rodgers going to Broncos. We need him out of this division. No, don't mess this up.
Yeah.
My only nightmare is if Brett Favre goes somewhere and then Watson comes to the Green Bay Packers. Then I don't know. I'll probably cry myself to sleep for a little while.
Oh, that'd be
he's not gonna go to the Packers if seeing how they're treating Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. You might not have an option to get traded.
Yeah, exactly.
You get traded, it don't matter.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Any last words? I know we didn't get too much into the Saints, but we all know that's going to be a big thing to watch next year.
It was trash. The only thing they had was Ian Book.
Yeah.
Right. So this is another thing. What do you want to do? Like, who's going to lead your team? They don't have a direction right now with Drew Brees leaving. So
it has to be Winston.
I don't even understand why you wouldn't just give the team to Jameis immediately. Just say, here, Jameis, it's your team with Sean Payton.
They're not doing it. Even if this is one of those times where making a decision is any decision is better than making no decision because you can build from where you're gonna. Even if they say that was Taysom, okay, here, and then you lose, okay, fine, do the other thing. They don't have any decision, so those guys are sitting there not knowing what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I can't believe they paid Taysom Hill so much money.
I can't either.
I was like, dude, for what?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Sean Payton loves about that dude, man. Is he like, you know, like a hidden like he's like secretly his son or some shit? Like, there's gotta be something.
Yeah, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah. Or something. I mean, I didn't even get to use any of my good little things I made. I made that. Bam.
Hey.
Do you get to? What else that didn't work. Where's that? There you go.
Yeah.
I know Martin. Hey, Martin's man crushing right the there. NFL right now.
That's my boy right there.
There we go. Get it.
Because I know Martin asked for that one, and then I found one where it's just him and no background. I was like, yeah, that looks so good. I love it.
That's nice.
Yeah. But. All right, guys. Any last words or anything before we end it? Dagger in it.
Just again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I love you, Mom, Mrs. Richardson. I love you, mother-in-law, Mrs. Johnson. Grandma, we love you very much, and you're going to get it shown to you today for all the stuff that I had to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning to do. So I hope you like it.
That's awesome, man. I wish it wasn't raining, man. I really wanted to barbecue.
I'm still barbecuing.
You still barbecue?
Yep. I put a poncho on. We barbecue. It's happening.
I'm going out there. I think we're just going to order Popeyes. I think that's what we're going to do. Or some Popeyes.
That's not a bad decision.
So we're having this brunch, and we got it catered by somebody.
Whoa.
Nice. That's how by much who? Money I had to spend for Mother's Day.
Oh.
I'm pissed. Nice.
But I mean, I was like, that's what we're
doing. Okay. Don't worry about Father's Day. You'll get a real nice tie.
You get a real nice McFrony card.
Exactly.
All right, guys.
I got to say happy Mother's Day to my wife.
Yeah, there you go.
She is. Oh,
shoot. And my wife, Candace.
Yeah.
Way to mess it up for us, man.
Hey,
she's going to see just that part of this thing. And be like, okay.
I will send it to her. I'm like, hey, Candace, check this out.
This is where I'm going to be tonight because of you, Brian, right here in this basement, on this couch.
Hey, I was going to say this is what you deserve. I'm saying.
Candace, she's going to have a bottle of booze and bacon.
Right. Happy Mother's Day, Candace. I was the one that
did the thing.
And, of course, my mom, my grandmother, and my mother-in-law, I love you all. I'll see you all today. I try to appreciate you every day, so hopefully today's no different.
Yeah. That's awesome. What about anything, Martin?
I mean, earlier I said Happy Mother's Day in case she didn't watch it, but I know she's probably watching right now. So I'm going to say it again, Happy Mother's Day. I'll call you later today. I miss you. I love you. See you in a couple months.
And I know Fredo's not here, but I know Fredo's out in New York with his daughter's mother. You know, him and Jessica are out there celebrating Mother's Day and stuff like that. So, say.
He muted himself.
Brian's muted. Hold on.
Okay. He muted.
You're muted. Yeah, there you go.
Happy Mother's Day, Jess.
Did he go? Did he end up going to SNL?
No,
he didn't get to get in there. Yeah.
He said they ran out of tickets, and I watched the skit. I was like, "Yeah, no wonder," because every other staff member's mom was there. They did a whole opening bit with everyone's mom. So I was like, "Yeah, you ain't getting no tickets." Elon Musk's mom was there.
Exactly.
But yeah, same thing. Love my mom. See you later today, my mother-in-law Sylvia. So happy Mother's Day to all you guys, all you girls. Love you all. But cool. But going forward for the next few weeks, tomorrow we got the movie review podcast, which we got a new name. I got to change this. It's called the Spoiler Kings. And we are doing Man of Wrath or Wrath of Man with Jason Statham. That's going to be awesome, man. And then Tuesday we got Brian and Alfredo. We're going to be here with Panda and Grizzly. Wednesday we got Martin with Mark doing Dynasty Pylon. Thursday, me and Fredo and whoever else wants to join us, we just talk about whatever trending. And then every Sunday, you can catch us here at 9:30 a.m.-ish for the Morning Spike, where we give you all your NFL updates and fantasy football news and stuff like that. I don't know about you guys, but I cannot wait for this season to start. It is going to be so much fun. And I know the next few weeks, we're going to do breaking down the divisions. So we're going to – each division we're going to do breaking down. So that's going to be fun. Looking at everything. But thank you guys. Love you guys. All the moms, happy Mother's Day. You guys next week.